Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Trump says he believes Turkey is sticking with its agreement to stop its incursion into northern Syria to attack Kurdish forces. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports Vice President Pence negotiated a pause in Turkey's offensive yesterday.
President Trump says he believes a deal should have been worked out between the Turkish government and the Kurds long ago. Trump argues that his decision to pull U.S. troops from the area was the right move.
There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire this morning that was eliminated quickly. And they're back to the full pause. We have ISIS totally under guard.
Trump has faced criticism from lawmakers from both parties over his shift in policy in Syria. There had been concerns the U.S. was leaving Kurdish forces to fend for themselves after they helped in the fight against ISIS. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News, The White House.
President Trump says he plans to nominate Deputy Energy Secretary Dan Briette to be the next head of the department. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the news comes a day after Energy Secretary Rick Perry announced he's stepping down from the post.
In a tweet, Trump says Briette's experience in the sector is unparalleled and has no doubts that he will do a good job. If confirmed by the Senate, Briette would replace Rick Perry, who's scheduled to step down later this year. Perry, who's been subpoenaed by House Democrats for documents related to their impeachment inquiry into Trump, says his resignation has nothing to do with the Ukraine controversy.
NPR's Windsor Johnston. More troubling news today about Boeing and its 737 MAX airplane. There's new evidence that Boeing pilots knew 3 years ago there were problems with a new flight control system on the plane, but nothing was done about it. NPR's David Schaefer reports that investigators say the system is at least partially to blame for two crashes that killed 346 people.
Instant messages between Boeing's chief technical pilot for the 737 and a colleague indicate they experienced problems with a new flight control system on the 737 MAX in a simulator back in November of 2016. In a transcript obtained by NPR, the chief pilot says the system is, quote, running rampant in the sim on me. He calls the problem egregious and writes that he, quote, basically lied to the regulators unknowingly when telling the FAA the system wasn't safety critical.
Yeah, I'm outraged.
House Transportation Committee Chairman Peter DeFazio calls the messages a smoking gun, showing that Boeing knew the plane had problems but hid them from the FAA. David Schaefer, NPR News.
CEO of Oracle has died. 62-year-old Mark Hurd had recently gone on medical leave, but company officials did not disclose the cause of death. Hurd led two high-profile Silicon Valley companies, Oracle and Hewlett-Packard. On Wall Street today, stocks move lower, the Dow down 255 points. This is NPR. Leaders of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank at their annual meeting in Washington today are appealing to their 189 member countries to resolve widening disagreements on trade and a number of other key matters. Speaking to finance officials in Washington, they say that ongoing trade tensions, including the U.S.-China trade fight, are negatively affecting business confidence and investment. The IMF and the World Bank say the ongoing disagreements could also worsen a growing global economic slowdown. Protests continue for the fifth day in a row in Catalonia after nine separatist leaders there were convicted of sedition for their role in the 2017 independence referendum deemed illegal by Spain. They now face 9 to 13 years in prison. As Lucio Benavides reports, hundreds of thousands of Catalans are asking for their release.
More than 500,000 protesters took to Barcelona's streets on Friday afternoon, filling entire avenues and chanting liberty for political prisoners. The demonstrations later moved to the center of the city, where protesters, mostly students, set barricades on fire. Police shot back with rubber bullets and tear gas. Since protests began across various Catalan cities on Monday, hundreds of citizens and police officers have been injured. Protesters say the separatist leader's sentencing is unjust and undemocratic. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Benavides in Barcelona.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower and are down for the week. Oil fell 15 cents a barrel to settle at $53.78 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.